It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena, Paula, how are you?
Good morning, I'm very good. I'm just trying to ascertain that you said ship with a P.
It's ship with a P, it is ship
okay.
with a P.
That's good.
That is the name. Hey, Paula, it's been a massive week for National. Being in opposition, I can imagine, is always hard, especially during a pandemic. But this week, News Hub Reed's research poll saw National drop to its lowest polling in 10 years to 30.6%, behind Labour at 56.5%. Just now, over on Morning Report, Simon is saying that he is facing a leadership challenge, and News Hub is reporting that this is going to be impacting you too, Paula. What's your response to this at the moment?
Oh, look, I mean, I'm not surprised, you know, fully at the poll. I just think, you know, New Zealanders have just gone through such a massive change in the last, 7 or 8 weeks. And you know, the Prime Minister's been standing up and doing a good job in that and leading us through that health crisis that we had. And so I don't think the poll is hugely. I mean, 4 months ago, you know, we were ahead and they were behind, and then we've seen that sort of turn around, and we've got 4 months to go, so there's a long time. So I'm not, you know, I'm not reading too much into the poll and where that's at, but yep, there's questions around Simon's leadership, and it sounds like there's others that want to put their hands up. So we just need to deal with that so that we can get on with doing what we need to do, which is fighting for New Zealanders.
We've seen quite an unusual situation, Paula, with two former National Prime Ministers coming out backing two different candidates. We've had John Key put some support behind Christopher Luxon, and also Jim Bolger has now just come out supporting Fonterra's CEO Todd Muller. How do you actually select the leader for your National Party? Who sort of, I guess, is part of that process?
Look, with John, I mean, I think John's comments have been taken quite out of context. What he said was he thinks that, you know, Christopher Luxon would make a good Prime Minister in the future. And so, I mean, you could say that about, quite frankly, you know, most of the caucus at the moment and a lot of the candidates that are coming through. And so, you know, I think his was certainly very much a future-focused kind of comment from John. But it's the caucus that decides who our leader and deputy are. They vote on it. In a closed caucus environment, if it comes to a vote, and yeah, it's entirely theirs, in their hands.
This is obviously seeming like a potentially unstable period for National. Are you worried that this is going to be something that might be alienating voters at this point?
Oh, very much so. I mean, we need to focus on just where we're heading as a country, what's going to be happening, and not just the next few weeks, but the next few years. As we go through, you know, the biggest economic crisis that we've certainly seen in my time, and I'm sure most of your listeners, you know, so in that context, that's what really matters. And so hence why I just think that we should just sort of put it to bed quickly and get on with the massive job that we've got to do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19 again, because, of course, we can't get away from it. It is the situation at the moment. The health response bill was passed under urgency last week, and it essentially has set the legal framework for what level two looks like and the powers that the police have to enforce that. You and the National Party have expressed some concerns around that bill. What are your concerns with it, Paula?
Well, really, the major concerns are just the, you know, unprecedented powers that it gives to police and others, actually, within government. And, you know, it means that police can come into your house without a warrant. It means that, you know, we could just see, you know, those sort of powers that they're talking about giving to, you know, other health officials and others at a time when we're just not getting the right kind of checks and balances across it. And I think it was just an absolute step too far in taking away what, you know, we love about our democracy and we love about our freedoms. You know, there's parts of the bill that did need to happen, and there's no two ways about it, but it didn't need to go as far as it did. We did manage to make some changes. I mean, it was going to be in place for 2 years, but because we stood up, it's in place now for 3 months and then gets rechecked. But it really puts all of the power in the Prime Minister alone, and I just think that that's really dangerous.
What would you prefer to see there? What would be some alternatives?
Yeah, I just think that we could have done it in a lot more of a sensible way. So, I mean, New Zealanders, as we know, you know, in the whole are obeying the rules, and they do get what we need to do to get through this as a country. And I don't think we needed to go as far as this bill took it.
We've obviously seen quite a bit of discussion around how it was concerning and affecting Māori as a specific group addressed and then also readdressed. Marae were initially included and then taken out again. Are you particularly concerned about perhaps the specificity of how it was approaching Māori, Paula?
I was very concerned. Let's be clear, though, it still affects Marae and Māori. They're just not specifically mentioned now in the bill. So, you know, there is certainly that freedom's taken away from them, and I think a level of concern. And we know that there is such a higher level of incarceration and arrest of Māori that needs to be that's why there was, you know, just such a concern for it.
Well, speaking of that, actually, that is a similar theme to the next topic we have to talk about, which is cannabis legislation and the control referendum that we will be seeing later this year. So we've seen the final legislation to be considered by the public has been published now, and we're seeing a sort of a proposed phased approach to legalisation if it is to go through. Now, you're the spokesperson on cannabis law reform, and you were quoted by News Hub as saying that you're concerned that this particular law will lead to wasted lives. What do you mean by that, Paula?
Yeah, look, I suppose the big question for everyone is, so no one, I think everybody's concerned about the harm that can be caused by certainly younger people consuming marijuana products, you know, cannabis products. People are concerned about the sort of, and everyone wants to see harm minimisation, right? So the big question is, will legalisation lead to harm minimisation? And that's what I think people are questioning. And some, of course, say it will, you know, because we sort of take away and we legalise it and it gets in a more controlled environment. And then there's kind of me that says, well, will it really? You know, it's still illegal for people under 20. They'll still consume it at times. They'll just take it from the black market. I've said on this program before, I don't think they should be being arrested. I don't think we should have that level of what we're seeing. And I still stand by that. But I worry that actually the message we send by legalising in many respects could be a normalisation, and we see it actually being consumed more by younger people and not actually slowing down. And I'm not sure that this bill actually does what we all want to achieve, which is see harm minimalisation.
Do you think that there are any situations where you think a new bill that looks towards legalisation could work in New Zealand?
Well, I think that it's a shame we're not talking about decriminalisation, because I think there's some genuine sort of merits in that, where we don't see people getting arrested. We see them getting educated and assisted where they need it for addiction problems, and, you know, much better informed about what is safe and what's not. And that's perhaps the discussion that the country should have had and that many others have had first. Instead, we're kind of leaping to legalisation, and there's genuine risks in that when we think about drug driving, when we think about the mix of cannabis and alcohol, when we think about workplace safety and kind of the normalisation of it, which we see, you know, with tobacco and alcohol over the many decades and the harm that that's done.
Well, Paula, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. We really appreciate it. I know it's a very busy time for you at the moment. Thank you so much. We will chat to you again soon.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Paula. See you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.